平安归给众人。
I'm very happy that we do have children worship with their moms.
我真是非常高兴看到有小孩子能跟他们的母亲一起来在这里敬拜赞美神。
It is my wish as well.
真正是我的一个美好的愿望。
The Sichuan earthquake that happened in China about 3 years ago.
三年以前在四川有一个很大的地震。
It was certainly was a great tragedy.
那是一个非常大的一个灾难。
In the passing of the catastrophe,
在这个大灾难结束以后
we have heard many moving stories.
我们听到了很多非常感人的故事。
There were several reports about mothers who used their body as a shield to protect their babies.
我们听到有些故事记载说有一些母亲用他们的身体成为一个盾牌来保护他们的子女。
And they used their body to against the falling concrete falling upon possibly could be on their babies, and yet they used their body to protect the babies.
他们用他们的身体成为一个盾牌来保护他们的孩子，不让从顶上掉下来的水泥构件打到他们小孩的身上。
At least one baby survived as the result of a mother's sacrifice.
而且至少有一个孩子就因为他母亲的牺牲而得到了存活。
This showed the depth of mother's love for her child.
这可以让我们看到母亲的爱有多么的深。
In fact, this motherly love is universal.
其实我们知道母亲的爱是普世的。
If I ask you who was greater, Thomas Edison or his mom, how would you answer?
那如果我来问你一个问题，你们觉得是爱迪生更加的伟大，还是他的母亲更加伟大？你们会怎么回答呢？
When Thomas Edison was a young student, his teacher sent him home with a note which said, "Your child is dumb. We couldn't do anything about him for him."
当爱迪生还是个小学生的时候，一天，学校的老师就把他送回了家，而且还带回了一张字条。里面写到说你的小孩子真是非常的愚笨，我们真的不知道怎么来教他。
Mrs. Edison wrote the note back.
那爱迪生的母亲就那么回写了一个回条。
You do not understand my boy.
说你完全不了解我的孩子。
I will teach him myself.
我会自己来亲自的教他。
And she did. And the results are well known.
他的确是这样做的，那这个结果的话我们大家都是有目共睹。
Yes, we can say so much about our mothers.
是的，我们真是可以有这么多的事情可以来谈论我们的母亲。
Last night I made a call to my mom, apologizing that I couldn't go back this weekend because I was preparing for the sermon.
前几天呢，我有给我的母亲打电话向她道歉说今天我没有办法回家，因为我今天需要准备今天的讲道。
And my mom said, "Don't worry, I was praying about you so that you can serve the Lord better."
那我的妈妈真是她回答说完全不用担心，我真是很感到很骄傲，为你感到骄傲，你能在这里来侍奉神。
I think that mom always put their concern and their heart for their children.
我们知道妈妈总是把她的思念，把她的挂虑在小孩子的身上。
It is mother who usually have the biggest influence on their children, especially when children are young.
我们知道当小孩子还在年幼的时候，他们的母亲往往对孩子的成长有最大的影响力。
Mother usually carry a special magical power.
妈妈，母亲就好像有一个魔力一样。
And whenever baby were crying, when the mother enters the room, the baby stop crying and feel comforted.
当小孩子哭泣的时候，如果他们的母亲进入小孩子他们的房间的话，那孩子就会感到就会停止哭泣。
Many of us have mothers who have sacrificed in so many ways to raise us.
我们都有母亲，他们为了养育我们都付上了在很多方面付上了极大的代价。
Nurture us.
都为了养育我们。
Also try so many ways to bring out the best of us.
或者是要让我们能够正确的成长。
They are so tender and yet so strong.
他们是真的非常的温柔，但是同时又是非常的坚强。
I don't think any of us can repay them back.
我们真是没有，我们想没有任何一个人我们可以 能够来偿还我们母亲为我们养育所付上的代价。
For the love and sacrifice they have done for us.
真是为了他们牺牲的爱。
They are one of the greatest gifts God gives to human.
母亲的爱是神给我们人所最好的礼物。
Through their caring, we begin to grasp the definition of love.
通过母亲的关爱，我们能够体会到开始了解爱的含义。
Oftentimes, a mother's life also helps us to have a glimpse of our heavenly Father.
很多时候，当我们看到母亲的一生，我们也就能够看到天父对我们爱。
And we start to begin to realize what is it like of heavenly Father's love to us.
我们开始能够慢慢的能够了解我们天父对我们的爱是什么样子。
And mothers truly deserve to have a day for us to pay tribute to them.
这是每一位母亲，他们真的是值得我们今天设立这样的母亲节来纪念感谢我们的母亲。
As today, we would like to talk mothers in the Bible.
今天呢，我们会来讨论一下在圣经中的母亲。
There are many accounts of mothers in the Bible which vividly.Show their concern and love for their children.
在圣经当中，我们记载了很多的母亲，他们对他们的孩子充满了真挚的爱。
Today, let us look at two stories of mothers in the Bible.
好，让我们今天来看看圣经中记载的两位母亲的故事。
One mother is Rebecca.
其中一位是叫利百加。
She is Jacob's mother.
是雅各的妈妈。
And the other is Jochebed.
那另外一位叫约基别。
She is Moses' mother.
是摩西的母亲。
I hope these two stories can help us to make our faith real and practical.
我希望我们今天要分享的这两个故事能够让我们的信仰更加的真实。
May today's sermon not only be beneficial to mothers, but to all of us.
愿我今天的这个正道不但是对在座的母亲有帮助，也对我们所有的人都有帮助。
As we desire, one day we will be someone else's spiritual parent.
因为其实我们知道，我们一天我们也会成为别人的属灵的母亲。
Because that principle applies to all the parents.
这个原则呢，能够应用到我们所有的父母身上。
In this two women's story.
在这两个女人的故事里面
，both mothers love their children dearly.
两位母亲都非常的爱他们的孩子。
They constantly think about their children's welfare.
他们处处的为他们的孩子的好处着想。
Both had the spiritual insight for their children and perhaps in some way better than their husbands.
他们真是都有非常敏锐的属灵的一个洞察力，而且他们这个敏锐的洞察力甚至于强过他们的丈夫。
They are sensitive to God's word.
他们对神的话语非常的敏感。
They dare to make tough decisions for children, and they were very assertive.
为了孩子的好处益处，他们勇于做很勇敢的决定，并且表现得非常的果敢。
While they show sacrificial love to their children,
他们对孩子呢，当然都表现出牺牲的爱。
The scripture also unveils one's shortcoming, the mother's, one of the mother.
但是我们知道，我们今天要查考的经文中也揭露了我们其中有一位母亲她的一些软弱。
Let us first look at Rebecca, who is the mother of Jacob.
我们先来看一看利百加，她是雅各的母亲。
Or we can say she is the mother of Israel.
或者我们可以说她是以色列的母亲。
The following passage is an account from when Rebecca.Has married to her husband Isaac for 20 years.
我们接下来要读的这段的经文呢，是关于利百加她和以撒结婚20年以后的一件事情。
So I'm going to ask Ethan to read in Chinese, and may all the English-speaking members, may we just read the projector.
这是在创世纪第25章第21节，以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华，耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。 孩子们在他腹中彼此相争，他就说，若是这样，我为什么活着呢？他就去求问耶和华。耶和华对他说，两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。
From the passage, we know Rebecca was a woman that when facing trouble, she knew she should come to the Lord and inquire the Lord.
从我们刚才读到的这段经文，我们看到利百加是这样一个女人，当她遇到困难的时候，她就会寻求神的旨意。
They have no child for quite some time.
从有一很长一段时间，她没有能够生育。
And finally, she was pregnant.
终于呢，她怀孕了。
And yet, the pregnancy brought her a great discomfort to a point she almost wanted to end her life.
但是她的这段怀孕的经历呢，让她带来了很大的痛苦，以至于她想要结束她的这个
生命。So now it's a time she came to the Lord and inquired for solution.
所以这个时候她来到神的面前，寻求神的旨意。
In fact, she did receive a spiritual insight about children's future from the Lord.
的确，从神那里她了解到这两个孩子的未来。
So she is a woman who is sensitive to God's divine revelation.
所以我们可以看到利百加对神的旨意、圣洁的旨意有一个非常敏感的心。
And today we may say she is such a spiritual sister.
那今天在我们现在来说的话，她就好像是说我们的属灵的一位姐妹。
However, as her children grew, she did not continue to pray and rely on the Lord for guidance.
但是我们看到当她的孩子在成长了以后，她就不再来到神的面前，不再寻求神的帮助。
But rather took things into her own hands.
她开始把所有的事情都建立在自己的能力之上。
Again, we are going to read the following chapter, chapter 27. So I'm going to again ask Brother Ehan to read in Chinese.
这是在创世纪的第27章第一节。以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫了他大儿子以扫来说，我儿。以扫说，我在这里。他说，我如今老了，不知道哪一天死，现在拿你的器械，就是箭囊和弓，往田野去为我打猎，照我所爱的做成美味，拿给我吃，使我在未死之前给你祝福。以撒对他儿子以扫说话，利百加也看见了。以扫往田野去打猎，要得野味带来。利百加就对他儿子雅各说，我听见你父亲对你哥哥以扫说，你去把野兽带来，做成美味给我吃，我好在未死之先在耶和华面前为你祝福。现在我儿，你要照着我所吩咐你的听从我的话，你到羊群里去，给我拉两只肥山羊羔来，我便照你父亲所爱的给他做成美味，你拉到你父亲那里给他吃，使他在未死之先给你祝福。雅各对他母亲利百加说，我哥哥以扫浑身是有毛的，我身上是光滑的，倘若我父亲摸着我，必以为我欺哄人的，我就遭诅咒，不得祝福。他母亲对他说，我儿，你遭的诅咒归到我身上，你只管听我的话，去拉羊羔，去把羊羔给我拉来。他便去拉来，交给他母亲，他母亲就照他父亲所爱的做成美味。利百加又把家里所存大儿子以扫上好的衣服给他小儿子雅各穿上，又用山羊羔皮包在雅各的手上和颈项的光滑处，就把所做的美味和饼交在他儿子雅各的手里。
This is a time the father Isaac at his old age decided it's about time to bless his favorite son Esau.
这个时候就是以撒他当年老的时候，他决定这是时候来祝福他的大儿子以扫。
You may ask, What's the big deal?
啊，你可能会好奇，这有什么很重大的意义吗？
Actually, the blessing at the time, which is equivalent of giving an official will.
啊，其实在当时那个时代，啊，这样的一个祝福就等同于我们现在的一个立一个正式的遗嘱。
So, both Isaac and Rebecca, this couple, they have a twin son.
啊，我们知道以撒和利百加，他们有一个双胞胎的孩子。
However, there's a problem.
啊，但是我们现在有麻烦了。
Esau is Isaac's favorite.
啊，以扫呢是雅各以撒的最疼爱的儿子。
Esau is not Rebecca's favorite.
但是以扫不是利百加的喜爱的儿子。
And she wished her favorite son Jacob to be blessed.
啊，他利百加希望他最喜爱的儿子雅各能得到祝福。
To receive a better portion of the blessing instead.
啊，能够得到更大的祝福。
So at this point, after Rebecca heard what Isaac was about to do.
啊，在这个时候，当利百加听到啊以撒他想要做的事情以后
，Rebecca began to plot a scheme to fool Isaac in favor of Jacob.
啊，那现在呢？那利百加就开始设计，想要让雅各能成为以撒的最爱。
This is a pretty bad.
啊，这是个
situation when favoritism runs in the family.
啊，我们知道，当我们家庭当中会有这样的偏爱的时候，这是非常不好的一种情况。
As the scripture described.
啊，就正如这段经文所提到的那样。
Isaac asked Esau with the word.
啊，以撒在跟以撒说。
So at this time, Isaac says something to Esau, which was heard by Rebecca.
啊，我们知道以撒他跟以扫在说话的时候呢，被利百加所听到。
So this is what Isaac said to Esau: Prepare me the kind of tasty food I like, and bring it to me to eat, so I may give my blessing before I die.
啊，这个以扫是这样说的，他说：“啊，你去打猎，照我所爱的做成美味，拉来给我吃，是我在未死之前给你祝福。”
So this was heard by Rebecca.
这段话呢被利百加所听到。
So Rebecca would like to tell this to her favorite son, Jacob.
啊，那利百加听到这段话以后，就想把这段话告诉他最爱的儿子雅各。
Except she added a few words herself.
啊，但是我们可以看到。利百加在他转述话的时候，他加入了自己的话。
She said, "Prepare me some tasty food to eat, so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die." As she quoted as what Isaac had said to Esau.
啊，当他想把以撒的话转述给雅各的时候，他加了这样的话。他说：“你去把野兽带来，做成美味给我吃。”我好在未死之前，在耶和华面前给你祝福。
It seems she decided to pull God into the picture to make her statement more serious.
可见她想把神拉入到她的计划当中，能够让她的话更具有说服力。
And more convincing to Jacob.
好像能够让雅各能够更加的信服。
If we jump ahead, and we will find out something interesting.
好，那么再往前看的话，我们就看到一些往后看的话，我们看到一些有趣的事情。
It is amusing that Jacob picked up this diction from his mom.
我们看到雅各从他妈妈那里得了同样的说辞。
When his father Isaac later on questioned Jacob.
当后来以撒在质问雅各的时候。
Because the plot goes like this.
这个整个的这个计谋来是这样子开始的。
Because when Isaac asked Esau to go and hunt some games for him, Esau went out.
当以扫去到野外去打猎的时候，以扫就出去打猎。
So the mother Rebecca immediately told her favorite son Jacob, saying, "Come, son."
因此利百加就很快的告诉他最疼爱的儿子雅各说：“快来。”
Go and pick two good animals I'm going to cook for you, and you are going to pretend to be your brother, Esau.
你 赶快去拿两只羊羔来，然后呢我会为你做这两只羊羔，然后你把自己装扮成以扫的样子。
And do this quickly before your brother Esau comes back.
你要很快的这样行在你的哥哥以扫来回来之前。
So within some time everything was prepared. Then Jacob pretended as Esau bring the dish before his father.
所以很快的一切的事情就已经预备好，雅各就拉着这些美味来到以撒的面前。
And Isaac began to wonder.
那以撒就非常的感到吃惊。
How come you come back so quickly?
他问说你怎么这么快就回来了呢？
And let us see what Jacob said.
好，那我们来看看雅各是怎样回答的。
And Jacob said,verse 20, Isaac asked his son, How did you find it so quickly, my son?
第二十节说，以撒对他儿子说，我儿，你如何找得这么快呢？
And Jacob replied, The Lord your God gave me success.
那雅各回答说，他说，因为耶和华你的神使我遇见好机会得着的。
Compared to Rebecca,
那么和利百加相比，
Jacob took the practice of fraud one step further.
我们看到雅各他的谎言真是更进了一步。
God's name was not just used in vain, but in a complete lie.
我们看到神的名字不单是被单单的出现在谎言当中，而且被用来圆了谎。
The child learned to speak just like his mom.
我们知道孩子都会像他妈妈一样的学习说话。
Jacob copied his mom's diction.
雅各重复了他母亲的这样的说辞。
They had no fear of misusing Lord's name.
他们对滥用神的名没有任何的畏惧。
So after Rebecca told Jacob what his father was about to do,
当利百加告诉雅各他父亲以撒所要做的事情以后。
That was before Jacob bring the dish before his father.
那是在雅各把他的美味带到以撒之前。
She instructed Jacob to impersonate his twin brother.
他告诉雅各装扮成他哥哥以扫的样子。
In order to deceive his father, and she would prepare all the rest.
他要雅各欺骗他的父亲以撒，然后他会准备预备一切别的事情。
So there's a pretending involved.
所以可以看到这里有一个欺骗在这里面。
A scheme of bait and switch was put in place against the father authority figure and the sibling.
我们看到在这个地方他们用了一个调包计来欺骗他们的父亲权威的代表。
If you have read the Bible for the rest of the story,
如果你读了圣经中他接下来的故事，
We really need to be in awe that our God is mighty and just.
我们真是应该为了神的公义和他的正直来发出赞叹。
Even at this time, it seems like Jacob and Rebecca, they were in control of the entire situation.
在这个时候好像看起来利百加和雅各好像掌管了一切。
God actually sees everything.
但是神他监察一切。
If we remember what Jesus told us,In the New Testament,
如果我们记得耶稣在新约圣经里面告诉我们的
，He said, "The measure you give will be the measure you get back."
他说，因为你们用什么样的量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Paul also wrote in Galatians,
保罗在加拉太书中也这么说。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked.For whatever a man sows, he will also reap.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Remember, whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
我们真的要记住，人种的是什么，他收的也是什么。
So as the story unfolds,
我们看到这个故事不断的展开。
Jacob learned from his mother to fool his father without fearing.The father authority, because he thinks the father cannot see.
我们看到雅各从他母亲那里学到要去欺骗他的父亲，他的父亲是权柄，代表了权柄，但是他却要欺骗，缺乏敬畏之心。
Indeed, Isaac couldn't see, so he was deceived.
啊，我们知道那个时候雅各他真的不能看见，眼睛不能看见，所以他被欺骗了。
It turned out Jacob's own son too despised Jacob's command and lied to him while Jacob wasn't around when he cannot see.
啊，我们也看到，其实雅各他自己的孩子后来也藐视他的命令，也欺骗他。
Rebecca taught Jacob to use a bait and switch to deceive his own family members.
我们看到利百加告诉雅各要他用这样调包计来欺骗他自己的家人。
It turned out Jacob's uncle deceived him exactly the same way.
我们看到雅各他的舅舅其实用同样的办法来欺骗了雅各。
A bait and switch.
也同样是这样调包的伎俩。
Jacob thought he was marrying to a particular daughter of his uncle.
我们知道雅各他以为他娶了的是他舅舅的一个小女儿。
This could be the worst horror movie you have ever seen.
这可能可以是你能够想象的最恐怖的一个景象。
Well, they thought he got married, was having a wonderful wedding day.
他以为他有娶进他舅舅的一个女儿，然后有个很美好的一个婚礼。
The next day, when sunrise and realize, wait a minute.
第二天当太阳升起的时候，他发现了。
He married to a different woman than what he expected.
他娶了一个完全他没有完全不同的女人。
A bait and switch.
是一个调包的计策。
Rebecca taught Jacob to use a garment to fool his father.
我们看到利百加要雅各穿上一个他哥哥的袍子来欺骗以撒。
So the garment was actually his brother's.
这个袍子呢是他哥哥以撒的袍子。
So garment was used to deceive his father.
这样的一件衣服就被用来欺骗他的父亲。
And later Jacob's own son was using a garment he gave to his favorite son Joseph.
我们看到在后来雅各他的儿子也同样用雅各给他最亲爱的儿子约瑟的一件袍子来欺骗雅各。
And garment was used to deceive himself.
这个袍子也被用来欺骗雅各自己。
Rebecca played favoritism and almost torn the family apart.
我们知道当他们在家里有这样的偏爱的时候，利百加就把他们的家庭几乎要分裂。
It turned out Jacob did this too because of his favoritism towards his favorite son Joseph.
我们看到因为雅各他对他儿子约瑟的偏爱也差点拆散了他自己的家。
He almost destroyed his own family.
他差点毁掉了他自己的家。
Due to Jacob's lie, Esau intended to kill Jacob.
我们知道因为雅各的这个谎言，以扫他有心要杀掉雅各。
Because the lie actually succeeded.
因为他的谎言成功了。
Isaac thought he was blessing Esau.
以撒他以为他受到欺骗，他以为他
祝福了雅各。So he gave the blessing, as for Esau, and it turns out to be Jacob.
他以为他给的祝福是给以扫，但是其实他把祝福给了雅各。
And after Esau heard this, he was very angry. He intended to kill Jacob.
当以扫知道这些事情的真相以后，他非常的生气，要想杀掉他的兄弟雅各。
Can you imagine there is murder or planning for murder in the same family?
你能够想象在一个家庭当中有这样的谋杀，或者是有这样谋杀的企图吗？
It turned out Jacob's own son also planned to kill one of their own brothers.
我们看到雅各他自己的孩子也互相之间也有这样谋杀的这样的计划。
Almost all the distressing incidents tragically repeated themselves from one generation to the next.
这些令人心痛的事情，非常不幸的，从一个一代在下一代又得到重复。
What is the problem?
这个问题。
Why is it so?
这问题在什么地方？为什么会有这样的情形？
Remember, whatever a man sows, he will also reap.
我们要记住人种的是什么，他收的也是什么。
There is no doubt Rebecca is a caring, loving mother.
毫无疑问，利百加是一个爱的孩子的母亲。
She loved her son Jacob genuinely, and she was well intended to give him all the best possible.
啊，利百加真心的爱她的孩子，她一心要把最好的东西给她的孩子雅各。
She eavesdropping for him.
啊，她为了雅各的缘故，她来偷听以撒和以扫的谈话。
She cook for him.
啊，她为了雅各的缘故，她来做美味。
She plot a scheme for him.
啊，她为了雅各的缘故，她来设立了计谋。
She even instruct her son what to say.
她也告诉她的孩子怎么样说话。
And found his brother's garment for him.
她也去找到啊以扫的这件袍子来为雅各。
And she made the fur cover for him.
她也把啊这个皮子戴在雅各的身上。
And made an escape plan for him.
啊，也为雅各逃跑设了一个计划。
And even was willing to take upon a curse for him if that happened.
啊，他甚至愿意接受一切的诅咒。
Her sacrifices commended.
啊，她的牺牲，她付出了牺牲。
But she did not follow God's way and did not walk in the light.
但是她没有顺服神的带领，她也没有走在光明当中。
Little did she know, all of her attitudes, behavior, in speech were observed and absorbed and copied by Jacob.
啊，她也完全没有意识到她所说的话。他的态度啊，他所做的一切的事情都被他的儿子雅各来观察，被他来使用。
She didn't know. She thought she was doing something good for her son.
啊，他没有意识到这一点，他以为他所做的是为了他儿子雅各的好处。
But during the process, her son absorbed and observed everything she was doing.
啊，但是在这个过程当中，雅各观察也吸收了他所做的一切。
And he copied.And he applied to his own family.
啊，他照做这样的事情，然后把它用在他自己的家庭当中。
An attribute of self-reliance was passed on from Rebecca to Jacob.
我们看到这个依靠自己的智慧这样的一个品质呢，从利百加已经传到了雅各的身上。
Rebecca was also a very protective woman.
利百加也是一个啊，愿意保护的这个母亲。
She likes Jacob and want to keep Jacob near her all the time.
啊，他非常爱的儿子雅各，他想要雅各能够一直在他的身旁。
Now this is reasonable if Jacob is young, was young.
啊，这个是非常可以理解的一个想法。如果雅各还是很年轻的话。
If we do some calculation, Jacob, do you know how old was Jacob when this incident happened?
好了，我们可以做些计算。大家知不知道，在这个事件发生的时候，那个时候雅各已经有多大的年岁
？Can anyone give a guess？
有没有谁能够给我们一个答复，一个答案
？Just guess。
啊，就是可以，大家可以简单的猜一猜。
Maybe 30? All right. Well, he was well into his 70s.
啊，其实他已经进入他的70岁的年龄。
Rebecca did not allow her son to be independent and speak up for himself.
啊，利百加不让他的儿子雅各有独立或者为自己说话的权利。
Even at age over 70.
啊，尽管他的儿子雅各已经到了70岁的年龄。
Due to Jacob's lie, Esau was so angry at Jacob and wanted to kill him.
啊，因为雅各的这个欺骗，以扫非常的生气，
Jacob was forced to leave home to go someplace far to be safe.
啊，因此雅各被迫离开家，到了一个很遥远的地方。
Through the process, Jacob paid many painful consequences due to Rebecca's plan.
啊，我们可以看到，在整个这个过程当中，雅各为了利百加的计划付出了沉重的很多的代价。
And this is also mainly because Jacob's own ungodly behaviors.
啊，这也是因为雅各他自己啊不圣洁的一些行为。
So Jacob want her son Jacob to be near her.
啊，利百加想要他的孩子雅各能够在他的身边。
As a result, Rebecca never had a chance to Jacob ever again.
啊，但是事实是，结果利百加再也没有能够看到他的孩子雅各。
Rebecca's original intent was to keep Jacob, but ended up losing him.
啊，利百加最初的打算是能够让雅各在他身边，但是结果是他失去了雅各。
She leaned on her own understanding and did not put her trust in the Lord.
啊，他想依靠自己的智慧，而不愿意依靠神。
As parents, our actions behavior, integrity.
作为父母，我们的行为，我们的人品、人格。
Timing, speeches.
我们的话语。
Are all part of raising children.
都是我们养育孩子的一部分。
Yes, indeed, we all want what's the best for our children.
没有错，我们都希望我们的孩子能够得到最好的。
But we need to remember the process itself is part of teaching and raising.
但是我们必须牢记，这个过程本身也是我们养育小孩、教育小孩的一部分。
If we don't examine our own behavior and hearts often,
如果我们不能够经常的自省自己
and learn to rely on the Lord all the time,
能够不是去依靠神。
Our children may inherit something we don't intend to give.
那我们的小孩子可能会继承一些我们并不想要给他们的东西。
Let us now examine another excellent woman in the Bible from Exodus chapter 2.
那我们现在来看看在出埃及记中第二章里面一个非常伟大的母亲。
Again, I'm going to ask Yihan to read in Chinese.
那我来用Yihan来用中文来念。这是在出埃及记第二章，有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻，那女人怀孕生一个儿子，见他俊美就尝了他三个月，后来不能再尝，就取了一个蒲草箱，抹上石漆和石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在河边的芦苇里中，孩子的姐姐远远站着要知道他究竟怎么样。法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，他的使女们在河边行走，他看见箱子在芦笛中，就打发一个婢女拉来，他打开箱子看见那孩子，孩子哭了，他就可怜他说，这是希伯来人的一个孩子。孩子的姐姐对法老的女儿说，我去在希伯来妇人中叫一个奶妈来为你奶这孩子，可以不可以？法老的女儿说，可以。童女就去叫了孩子的母亲来，法老的女儿对她说，你把这孩子抱去为我奶他，我必给你工价。妇人就抱了孩子去奶他，孩子渐长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思说，因我把他从水里拉出来。
The account was at the time when Egyptian Pharaoh made a decree to kill all the newborn Israelite boys.
这个事情发生在当时是埃及的法老他下了这样的一个命令，要杀死一切以色列人的婴孩，出生的婴孩。
This is a form of genocide.
我们看到这是一个种族的屠杀。
So whenever a woman is pregnant,
当有一个妇女怀孕的时候
50% of the chance the child will be killed.
我们可以知道有 50% 的机会这小孩子会死掉。
Here we find out a woman,
这里我们看到有这样的一个女人
who was not concerned about her own safety,
她并不为自己的安全所担心
but only desired to preserve her child.
他所担心关心的就是要保存他的孩子。
And let's see Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 23.
我们看到在希伯来书的第十一章第二十三节。
By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw him, he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
So this woman's decision is not, this brave decision is not the result of herself alone.
我们看到这个女人，她的这个勇敢的决定，并不只是她一个人的决定。
Unlike Rebecca,
和利百加不一样的是
，this is a result of both parents' faith.
这样的决定是他父亲和母亲共同的决定。
Her husband and she are one accord in this decision.
这个女人和她的丈夫在这件事情上，他们同心合意。
They believe God will keep His promise in preserving Israelites' life.
啊，因为他们相信啊，神会照着他的应许来保存以色列民。
Furthermore, the mother took the action.
啊，接下来母亲她采取了行动。
So having faith is not enough. This woman actually took the action.
啊，光有信心还不够，这个母亲她采取她。采取了行动。
This woman first hit a child.
开始的时候，这位母亲她来，她藏着这个孩子。
And later on, when the child grew to 3 months old, she realized she couldn't hit the child anymore.
在三个月以后，她知道她没有办法再藏这个小孩。
So she made a special basket and placed the baby in the basket.
她就做了一个特别的箱子，来把孩子放在这个箱子里。
And put it in the Nile River.
然后把这个箱子。放在尼罗河当中。
And most likely, she also asked her daughter to follow and keep an eye on the basket.
很有可能这位母亲也要她的女儿来看看这个盒，看照看这个盒子，这个箱子。
Jochebed, who is Moses' mother, did everything possible for the child.
约基别她是摩西的母亲，她为摩西做了一切她所能做的。
Unlike Rebecca, who did things based on her own preference and desire,
和利百加不一样的是，利百加所做的一切事情是按照她自己的意愿。
Her action was based on both her husband and her faith in the Lord.
但是我们看到约基别她所做的一切是基于她和她丈夫共同对神的信心。
After they have done everything possible and they leave the result in God's hand.
当他们做了一切他们所能做的，他们就把结果交在神的手里。
She trusts that God will take care of the baby.
她相信神会照看她的孩子。
Even though she doesn't know how.
尽管她也许心里并不了解会是怎么样。
So she allowed Nile River stream to take its course.
她允许尼罗河带着孩子往前。
Through God's amazing hand, the baby was returned back to her, and she was able to nurse her own baby.
我们看到真是非常的奇妙孩子又重新回到了她的手中，而且她还能够来喂养她的孩子。
Not only she was able to nurse her own baby, and she got paid for it.
她不但能够喂养她的孩子，而且她还为着喂养她的孩子能够得到工钱。
How many mothers in the world you got paid for nursing your own child?
我们这里有哪位母亲可以为了来喂养自己的孩子得到工钱呢？
And she was able to stay with him for several years.
她能够和她的孩子在一起生活了好几年。
I believe it was the years she nursed Moses and possible later on Moses paid several visitation to her.
我可以想象在她和摩西一起成长的时候，或者是以后摩西长大了以后又重新来访问他的时候。
And she was able to communicate to Moses, and at the end, the realization of Moses being a Hebrew being revealed to Moses.
他可以和摩西有交通，能够告诉摩西他其实是犹太人的孩子。
It took perseverance and wisdom for her to seed appropriate idea.Into little Moses' mind.
我们也看到，真是只有通过他的毅力和他的智慧，才能把正确的种子撒播在摩西的脑海里。
This teaching cannot be rushed.
这样的一个教导是没有办法能够急促进行的。
If she was not careful, a little innocent Moses might repeat everything she said back to Pharaoh's daughter.
如果他不小心的话，那天真的摩西，小摩西，他可能把他所嘴里说的一切的话都告诉了法老的女儿。
She must watch her tongue and her language.
他必须非常小心他所说的一切。
She needed to give age-appropriate teaching to her little boy.
他必须给摩西适合摩西他自己年龄的教导。
Because of her trust in the Lord and her patience.
因为他对神的信赖和他的耐心。
When the time comes, she knows it's a time to release Moses onto God's hand.
所以到时间到的时候，他就知道说是时候把摩西又交回到神的手里。
Now Moses returned back to the palace.
我们看到摩西又回到了宫殿。
As it turned out, Moses was able to receive the best education and the best living environment.
我们看到摩西在那里不但可以过上最好的生活，而且受到当时最好的教育。
Moses later grew up with a right faith in the Lord.
他让摩西在成长的过程中能够对神有信心。
And most astonishing is that Moses was even able to serve the Lord with his own siblings.
最奇妙的就是摩西他不但能够侍奉神，而且可以和他的兄弟一起来侍奉神。
What a contrast!
这是一个多么大的一个对比。
Rebecca would like to keep her child.
利百加想要能够拥有他的小孩子。
End up the family being torn apart.
但是结果是家庭被四分五裂。
Now Moses' mother are willing to give Moses to God.
我们看到摩西的母亲愿意把摩西献给神。
And God was able to make Moses to reunite with his family and serve the Lord together as a family.
我们看到神可以让摩西和他的兄弟一起又重新的相聚，而且能够一起来侍奉神。
It is so hard to be a parent.
真是成为父母真不是件容易的事。
Especially a mom.
特别是作为母亲。
Oftentimes we plan a lot, we think a lot, we do a lot, we say a lot.
很多时候我们有很多的顾虑，我们也说很多的话，我们也做很多的计划。
And we worry to no end for our children.
我们有时候为我们小孩子真是有无尽的担心。
And we hold them tight and want to keep them always in our sight.
我们有时候紧紧地要抓住我们的小孩，想把小孩孩子都放在我们的眼目之下。
But things may still go wrong.
但是我们知道，有时候事情还是会出现糟糕的状况。
May we learn the lessons from these two mothers.
愿我们能够从这两位母亲身上，我们学到我们当学的功课。
Knowing that we have to raise children in faith, with faith in the Lord.
我们在我们教养孩子时候，我们要让孩子能够有对神的信心。
We need to love them and provide all we can.
我们要爱我们的孩子，然后为他们提供他们所需要的。
But guide them according to God's will, not according to our own agenda or desire.
但是我们要按照神的心意来引导，来教导孩子，不是按照我们自己的心意。
Let us be willing to release our hand on them to the Lord.
愿我们能够打开我们的手，把我们的小孩带到神的面前。
And let children to be dealt by the Lord themselves.
让神来亲自的来对付我们的孩子。
And let us live and teach them by our living example.
让我们用我们的生命来教导我们的孩子。
Because they watch every move we make.
因为我们的孩子看到我们所做的看到我们的一举一动。
Every word we say.
他们也听到我们嘴里说出的每一句话。
Do things in the light.
我们要行在光明当中。
And give no favoritism.
我们不能有这样的偏爱。
Nothing is better when the children have been taken care by our mighty and loving Lord.
我想世上最好的莫过是我们的孩子被我们的神来教导。
Once again, whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
再一次，人种的是什么，他收的也是什么。
Today, no matter you are someone else's biological parent,
不论今天你是谁的亲生的父母
or you are someone else's spiritual parent
或者你是谁的属灵的父母
what are we sowing today
我们今天种下的
let us bow our head
我们低头祷告
and Lord we thank you
主我们感谢你
for giving us mother
因为你给了我们的母亲
through mothers we know what's love
通过我们的母亲我们知道什么是爱
and we understand how to love others because we learn from our mothers
我们也知道怎么样去爱周遭的人因为我们从我们的母亲那里学习了爱
and yet Lord we ask for help
但是神主啊我们还是寻求你的帮助
may we have a clear intention
愿意我们真的是有一个非常清晰的计划
with clean integrity
我们有一个非常清洁的良心
So the children we are raising
所以我们培养的养育的小孩子
Will rely on you not on us
能够顺服依靠我们的主而不是依靠我们自己
In Jesus name we pray
我们奉主的名我们祷告
Amen
Amen